This concert is presented under the auspices of Howard University of Washington, D.C. Miss Anderson will sing from a stage built on the steps of this impressive memorial to America's Civil War president, looking out over the beautiful reflecting pool to the Washington Monument. Marian Anderson is singing this public concert at the Lincoln Memorial because she was unable to get an auditorium to accommodate the tremendous audience that wished to hear her. Thousands are gathered near the memorial to hear this Easter Day recital, which is perhaps the first open-air concert ever held in Washington. Miss Anderson will be introduced by Secretary of the Interior Harold L. Ickes, after which she will sing a group of three songs: America, the aria O Mio Fernando from Donizetti's opera La Favorita, and Schubert's Ave Maria. We hear now the Honorable Harold L. Ickes, Secretary of the Interior.
Miss Anderson, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, in this great auditorium under the sky, all of us are free. When God gave us this wonderful outdoors and the sun, the moon, and the stars, He made no distinction of race or creed or color. And 130 years ago, He sent to us one of His truly great, in order that He might restore freedom to those from whom we had disregardfully taken it. In carrying out this great task, Abraham Lincoln laid down his life. And so it is as appropriate as it is fortunate that today we stand reverently and humbly at the base of this memorial to the great emancipator, where glorious tribute is rendered to his memory by a daughter of the race from which he struck the chains of slavery. Facing us down the mall beyond the Washington Monument, which we have erected as a symbol of the towering stature and fame of him who founded this republic, there is rising a memorial to that other great Democrat in our short history, Thomas Jefferson, who proclaimed that principle of equality of opportunity which Abraham Lincoln believed in so implicitly and took so seriously. In our own time, too many pay mere lip service to these twin planets in our democratic heaven. There are those, even in this great capital of our democratic republic, who are either too timid or too indifferent to lift up the light that Jefferson and Lincoln carried along. Genius, like justice, is blind. For genius, with the tip of her wings, has touched this woman, who, if it had not been for the great mind of Jefferson, if it had not been for the great heart of Lincoln, would not be able to stand among us today, a free individual in a free land. Genius draws no color line. She has endowed Marian Anderson with such a voice as lifts any individual above his fellows, as is a matter of exultant pride to any race. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln whom mankind will ever honor. We are grateful to Miss Marian Anderson for coming here to sing to us today.
And so we come to the intermission of this concert recital by Marian Anderson. She has sung as the first three selections, America, then the aria O Mio Fernando from La Favorita by Donizetti, and then Schubert's Ave Maria. Again, Miss Anderson goes to the concert stage to acknowledge the applause of this tremendous orchestra. And then to our left looms large, the famed Federal Triangle, that section bound by Constitution Avenue on the Mall and famed Pennsylvania Avenue, contains many of the government buildings. Just to the right is the tidal basin around which just last week the cherry blossoms were in full bloom. But now a word concerning Miss Marian Anderson. Marian Anderson's rise to worldwide fame is quite typically an American success story. Born of humble parents in Philadelphia's Negro Quarter, she lived as a child in a single rented room with her two sisters and her parents. Signs of an unusual voice were evident at the very early age of six when she sang in the choir of the Union Baptist Church. At the age of eight, she was called the baby contralto and won her first fee, 50 cents, at that time. Up until the age of 16, her musical education was more or less catch-as-catch-can, but later persons in the South Philadelphia High School which she was attending were impressed with the unusual range of her voice. People in the neighborhood put together nickels and dimes to contribute toward music lessons. The fund was raised so that she might take lessons from the well-known voice teacher, Giuseppe Boghetti. Under his tutelage, Miss Anderson entered a contest held by the New York Philharmonic Society, the winner of which would have the opportunity of singing at the Lewisohn Stadium in New York. Needless to say, Miss Anderson won. After her New York victory, she received a Julius Rosenwald scholarship, which obtained for her necessary training abroad. In 1933, she made a short tour with moderate success through England, France, Belgium, Holland, the Soviet Union, and the Scandinavian countries. It was not until 1935, however, when worldwide recognition came to her. She was invited to sing at the Salzburg Festival, a most dazzling opportunity. Arturo Toscanini was present, and after she sang, he rushed up to her and said, "A voice like yours is heard only once in 100 years. Her tours in America, and she is now in her fourth, have been among the most successful in concert history. She's been awarded the Springer in Medal. She has received a Doctor of Letters from Howard University, and she has sung at the White House for President and Mrs. Roosevelt. We have an official announcement of the attendance. The United States Park Police officially estimate the attendance at over 75,000. And now Miss Marian Anderson has gone back to the concert platform for the second half of her program, which will consist of three spirituals, Gospel Train, Trampin', and My Soul is Anchored in the Lord.
Oh,
just brought you a song recital by Marian Anderson, presented under the auspices of Howard University from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital.
Music from America. Special Service presents a rebroadcast for all of you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations.
Miss Anderson sings an aria from Bruno's colorful opera, The Queen of Sheba. It is a scene in which the queen reminisces over the man she loved, a sculptor in King Solomon's court. It's a love song, tender, yet impassioned. Marian Anderson sings, Qui grand dosso scritte, great in his obscurity. Marian Anderson.
Oh!
opera. It's the brooding, passionate song of the high priestess in Danini's great opera, Norma. Marian Anderson now sings Casta Diva.
Was rebroadcast for all of you soldiers, sailors, and Marines by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
Thank you. Oh, no.